Welcome back, everyone. We got Coach King here with us, and we were having a little side discussion, but let's talk, Coach. Great effort all the way through. Vandergrift was absolutely the best team we've played all year. Very good defensively and better than we really expected offensively.
Well, I knew they were a real good football team. Very sound, a team that kind of just – you know, finds a way to hang around in games and find ways to win them. You know, and the way it was going in the first half, I thought, you know, heck, they don't even have to hang around. We're fixing to give it to them the way we were playing with turnovers and penalties and things of that nature, some that were self-inflicted, some that were questionable. But regardless, you know, we put ourselves in bad positions. But I thought it was very key for us to just weather the storm, keep playing, and our kids did. You know, heck, we made them earn it. And we got some stops, got some big plays. You know, offensively, we kind of got a little bit of a rhythm, and I thought the big touchdown pass to Keelan down there right before the half was key, you know, going in at the half, and then come out and play the way we did in the second half with big plays, you know. And so it was a heck of an effort. Our defense played their tails off, you know, and it's what we thought. We're going to have to play a four-quarter game, and, you know, we just kept grinding away. And there in the second half, late in the game, we got a couple of turnovers, you know. Ball got on the ground, we got on it, so things kind of, you know, momentum shifted in our favor. But, man, what a tremendous effort out of these young men, and I thought we had great plans on both sides of the ball. And, you know, so we're moving on.
You mentioned defense, and I want to talk about that. It seems like every game you guys make adjustments at halftime on the defensive side of the ball, and you come out and dominate in the second half. And it's been that way all year long. And we've had some first halves all year where teams were moving the ball on us just at will. And in the second half, they didn't move the ball at all. And tonight's one of them. Your staff makes great halftime adjustments.
Well, thank you. I think that's one thing is they're great coaches. They understand the scheme we're playing, and they can teach the scheme to our kids to a level that they understand. I mean, it's one thing to have all these great schemes and all these answers, but if the kids can't do it on the field, it's not worth much. But our kids get it adjusted. Our coaches get adjusted. Our kids understand the scheme and, you know, kind of hone in on what people are trying to do to attack you. You know, and in today's world, it's difficult. They spread you thin and give you so many different looks. And, you know, they try to exploit your weaknesses, you know. You know, we've bent but didn't break. And there's been times we didn't play well. We've got it adjusted. But that's the key. You just got to keep playing. I mean, it's a 48-minute game. That ball bounces funny ways and things, momentum shifts and things like that. So I thought Casey and the staff did a great job with the plan today. And, you know, offensively, I thought, you know, with what they did, it was a stressful week, you know, with getting this plan together and just trying to stay out of negative plays on first down. That's what they thrive on. They get you in long yardage situations and they sub it and they put all these DBs in there. There's no holes to throw the football into. So key for us was stay ahead of the sticks.
Well, and our offense is just – it's just so diverse and so powerful, and just we've got so many weapons, and it just seems like we just continue to go, and finally it just wears people down. And you know, you got Camden Perry, and he ended up the night with what, 8 receptions, and he and Haynes just seem to be always kind of like know what each of them's going to do. The deep out and up. He delivered the ball just right after the break. It was just really a beautiful passing catch.
Well, you had to. You got hit. So, yeah, but no, it was a great route by Cameron. It was a time and deal. We hit him with a little old stutter and go, and Cameron's a great route runner and got the DB to pop his feet and ran by him. But, you know, I thought threw the ball well. And one, I thought we protected well. We didn't get much pressure tonight, which was big with all the twists and blitzes they did. I thought we did a great job of picking up their run blitzes. You know, and, you know, it's just – I thought our offensive line was sound, protecting and running the ball. Our backs ran well, you know, and it was a team win. I mean, you know, Caden Kirby had a couple of big catches for us. And, you know, Haynes ran the ball a little bit for us when we needed to. And, you know, we just kind of gave him some different looks that we hadn't been showing. And, you know, it's a tremendous effort out of these kids. And getting it done.
Kirby had a big block in the end zone, too, allowed us just to just walk in and untouched.
He did. Unselfish kids. I mean, they like the game of football. They like to play. And, you know, it's been fun, you know, with these guys, and then they just want to try to continue week to week, and you know, us bus ride back, we'll enjoy it, but we know we'll get off the bus, we're guaranteed one more week. There's nothing else after this. But when you like playing football and like playing together and like playing for the guy beside you and like playing for your hometown and your high school and all those things, it's fun. And that's what high school football is about, and that's what these kids are getting to enjoy. And our fans, I hope they understand that how special a group that we have, you know, and they're playing their tails off, and you know, just that's how you play the game of football.
I want to talk about the fourth quarter a little bit. You had the good lead. You got some turnovers, and you had several possessions. I was watching. You were letting the play clock run down, and this was not because you couldn't get the play on. You had the play in plenty of time. Haynes was waiting until just a few seconds left. You were using as much clock as possible, and I think that's very important and maybe even more important in a close game.
Well, you know, we had a 21 or 28-point lead. I don't remember what it was. And, you know, about 10 minutes ago, and I said, you know, let's slow it down, milk it down. We're going to try to grind this thing out. And got some heavy sets and did it. And, you know, found a way to keep the sticks moving and got scores or whatever we needed to do to run the clock. And, you know, that was big for us, you know, instead of, you know, leaving time on the clock.
You know, the secondary, too, is played a lot better, I think, in the playoffs. So Jacob Johnson got his second interception tonight, and then Pierce had another interception. And those are things, I guess, early in the year we didn't get a lot, but we picked up the pace lately.
Well, it's the right time to get hot, ain't it?
So, yeah.
Yeah, we definitely need that out of our kids. But it's man, just they're fun to be around the coach. It hadn't always been pretty. I can tell you there were some trying moments throughout the year, you know, especially in the two-a-days when it's hot and early in the season. And, you know, they're teenage kids, and some things, you know, you may lose sight of. You're trying to get ready to win a football game. These kids may be getting ready to go to a dance or study for a test or whatever it might be. So it's playoff time, and you can tell the sense of urgency with our team and how they're preparing and the importance of doing things right. And just hope we keep it up. You know, we don't need to be a victim of our own mistakes. And let's go play Lobo football. And you know, we can do that, and we can live with whatever the outcome is.
Yeah. We sat right here last year, the same booth, same stadium, same round, and we talked about what you say about a team that's playing in December.
Well, team plays special. In December is one to remember.
And a team that makes it to the fourth round is a real special team to you.
It is. I mean, it's hadn't been done a whole lot around our place. I mean, it's, I don't know, 10, 11, 12 times in 109, how many years? 109, 110.
I would have to ask Brent. He would remember them all.
He would. He saw them all.
He's seen them all.
But, no, that's kind of a special group. We get a chance to do that. And you know, and you know, it's not going to be easy. We got a tough one next week. Never played Spring Westfield since I've been here. Maybe before I got here, but we've had some opportunities when somebody always got eliminated the round before, either us or them. You know, and so I know they got a real good football team, but hey, you know, we do too. We got a chance, and that's all we want. We're 0-0 next week, and you know, look forward to the challenge.
You know, I was thinking about Vandergrift at the end of the game. They have a perfect record. High expectations, and bam, the season's over. I mean, and that's everybody's just got to keep that focus, because I mean, we've got potentially three more games, and every one of them is do or die.
We got one more game.
Well,
that's all,
I mean,
we're worried
about. I said possibly three.
Possibly.
Hey, don't be the kiss of death on
no,
that.
No, I said possibly.
You can. I'm gonna tell you what. It'd be your last one. Sometimes, you know, you don't have to say too much, Johnny. But you know what? I've learned, you know, it's like when I was young. I had to wear the same underwear, socks. What, you got to wear the same stuff when you play? I ain't got anything to do with winning and losing. What's got to do with winning and losing is preparing yourself to play a game. And that's what it is. So, Johnny, in spite of you, we're going to find a way to prepare to go win a game.
All right, we are going to play.
Y'all going to have to put somebody else in the post-game show.
I hear you.
They're getting to be bad.
Well, Gene's just as bad.
And we punted tonight.
Yeah, you did.
You did.
We are going to play Spring Westfield, and we have played them a long time ago in the 80s in Huntsville, and it didn't go very well for us. And we weren't very good.
It didn't undo Huntsville, evidently.
Yeah, we weren't very good back then. But
I have no idea where we'll play. I got to get in touch with Coach Meekins, and we've talked about some options, but nothing concrete. He's been trying to win a game, and so have I. So we'll maybe hash that out on the bus ride home or in the morning. I don't know. We need to get something figured out.
Well, our fans can do what they've been doing lately. They'll follow Hayden. There's lots of ways they'll find out. And it'll be sometime next week, and we will have a fourth-round game again.
Yep, that's right. We're moving on.
Well, we appreciate you coming up. We look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, thank you.
We're going to take it back to the station. Matt, we're going to give it back to you one more time. We'll be back to wrap it up after this 2-minute timeout.